We're doing Ahavat Chesed. We're up to Chelek Aleph Perek Shvi'i, Anacha Shvi'it. The first section, the seventh chapter, the seventh Anacha. And we had learned that there are limitations of how to take collateral. You're not allowed to walk into a guy's house to take collateral. You're not allowed to take collateral from a widow. The Chetz Chaim says, Kol Ofnei Yisur Nizkarim Ne'el, all the different aspects of prohibition that were mentioned previously, that's only if you're taking collateral when it's not the time that he's asking for the loan. But at the time of the loan, he's coming and asking you for a loan. So then, then you could take collateral in his house. You could take even things he uses for his livelihood. You could take it from an almana. Because that's the agreement. You want the loan. Do you want it? Fine. This is what I demand as collateral. The Torah's prohibitions are only if I gave the loan without collateral, and now I'm coming with a request for collateral. That's a good question. That's a question of Ben Adam L'Chavero. But it's not this din that the Torah said, don't take his the utensils that he uses for a livelihood. Ve'hu adin shelo bishat halvah. The same thing is true. Even if it's not the time of the loan, kol shenoten ha'mashkon lirtzono b'chutz mutar. Anytime he volunteers the collateral, So long as it's outside his house, it's permitted. Even if it's a widow, or it's someone's the things he uses for his livelihood. And see what we wrote in the footnote that's called Netiv Chesed in the fourth footnote. The same thing is if the borrower calls the lender. And he asks him, come into the house, and he says, I want to give you a loan. I want to give you collateral. Gam ken mutar b'chol makom. Then it's permitted even in his house. Ach shlo yivrol lo sham mashkon b'atzmo. But he can start pointing in his house. Okay, give me that chandelier. Okay, give me that clock. Give me that bed. Ki ima sheiten lo alavei yekabel. But whatever the borrower wants to give him, he accepts. So the prohibition of taking collateral from someone's home is only if you're taking the collateral after the loan was given. He owes you the money. You come and you say, hey, pay. And then you enter his house and he says, okay, you're not going to pay. Give me your clock. Give me something. That's what's prohibited. But if it's at the time of the loan, it's permitted. If he initiates it and he invites you into his house, that's also permitted so long as he volunteers the collateral. But we have to remember that the lender can't use the collateral. Even if he volunteered the collateral, he says, you know what? I owe you $30,000. Take my Mercedes. Take my Rolls Royce. You can't go driving around in his Mercedes or his Rolls Royce. When he gives you collateral, it's a security. It's security that you'll get your loan back. But you're not allowed to use it while you hold on to that security. A guy tells you, I want a loan of $2,000. Take my Rolex. So you're not allowed to walk around wearing that Rolex.
Where's Rolex?
Put it in a closet.
I think they do that in America too also.
If he gives you collateral, you can't use the collateral. It makes sense.